Hello, good evening. I was asked to give the inaugural address to the Beis Medrash for this man. My name is Yonah Reeson. I am the new dean for Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Yeshiva Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. And it's a tremendous kavod gadol for me to be standing before you and to see such an impressive olam of Bnei HaYeshiva sitting and learning Torah Balayla here in the Beis Medrash. I hope that this will serve as a beginning of a zman of tremendous islavus, tremendous koach in both learning Torah and in your own spiritual growth and in your development of Havana and Rikias and appreciation for what this yeshiva has to offer. I think this talk is presented both as an inaugural address for the Zman. It's also presented to me as a Sichas Musar, so I'll try to frame these words in connection with some thoughts on the Parshas HaShavua relating to certain thoughts of inspiration that might be able to guide us as we prepare ourselves for learning and with the same and even stronger hasmada as the time goes on. Parshas Re'eh starts off really with a conundrum. The first pasuk Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lefnechem Hayom Bracha Uklala carries with it a change in emphasis between the beginning and the end of the first pasuk that many of the Mefarshim ask about, which is Re'eh is singular. It's addressing itself, the pasuk, the Torah is addressing itself to the individual. Re'eh, take a look, you, each and every one of you, each person, a singular person, Re'eh, not Re'u, but Re'eh, take a look and see that I have placed in front of Lifnechem. Lifnechem is plural. Plural means in front of all of you. So why is Re'eh singular? So the Vilna Gaon offers the explanation that Re'eh is singular because often you take a look at the plural, the pluralities, or the masses, the rabbim, the tzibur that's around you, and it doesn't always serve as an inspiration. We live in challenging times in which not always does the society around us or even the culture or climate around us inspire us to greater spiritual heights. And sometimes there are all kinds of temptations. People say, come and you don't have to learn so much. We have other activities you can engage in, whether they're secular activities, whether they are recreational activities. So we know already, we learned in Pirkei Avos that Batalta Yesh Lecha Batalim Harbi Kenegdecha, that Batala is very easy. It's very easy not to learn Torah, and it's very easy to be taken away, but it's not a feat to be proud of, because it's something that really anybody can do. It's something which the Rabbim easily pull off on a regular basis. People waste hours and hours and hours involved, really, in silliness. People can listen to ball games for 3 hours a night and not accomplish anything and go through the rest of their life not feeling that they were elevated in any fashion whatsoever through all of those wasted hours. Time you spend learning Torah, this is time that you elevate yourself. But this is a decision you individually need to make. This has to be a Re'eh. Re'eh, you yourself, you ignore what the masses may be doing, what the masses may be saying. You go and you sit and you learn Torah. This doesn't only apply to Limud HaTorah, Baruch Hashem. This has, Limud HaTorah in our yeshiva has grown tremendously since, I remember even the time that I started off as a Talmud here. I remember that I came here in 1980 as a high school student, and the Beis Medrash, I have to say, wasn't nearly as filled up as it is today. I used to say those of us who got into learning during high school, so we like to say we were into learning before learning was in style. Baruch Hashem, now learning is much more in style as it should be. There are other things that should be in style too. One of them is that you look around you, and you see that there is a spirit of cynicism. Everybody's kind of cynical. Ah, who knows if things can ever get better? Who knows if we can raise our yeshiva to even greater madregos in terms of uniformity, in terms of providing the ultimate atmosphere of a yeshiva. And there's a cynicism that creeps in. So Re'e tells us as well, do not allow yourself to be persuaded, do not allow yourself to be affected by general attitudes that may pervade the environment, that may pervade the climate that you're in. You have to be the individual, you have to be the maverick who says, I am not going to be cynical. I am going to be positive. I am going to be optimistic about the potential for our yeshiva to reach even greater heights. I went into this new position with this spirit of trying to go into with a spirit of non-cynicism, believing that we can really all view ourselves as one cohesive yeshiva environment despite all the challenges that may face us from time to time. In that spirit, we've taken a couple of steps already. One is that we've organized under one centralized leadership, under one centralized administration, all of the learning in yeshiva, whether a bachur is learning in the YP program, the BMP program, the IBC program, the Mechina program, it's all one big yeshiva. We now have all the divisions under one big, nice administration that we all work together as one cohesive whole in order to help to create this cohesive yeshiva environment. We're approaching Elul Zman now, and we also recognize that part of getting into the milieu of a yeshiva spirit for the upcoming year is to have a real Elul Zman, to have a real Avira of an Elul Zman. To that end, we've established that we're going to move back Ma'ariv Yirtzeh Hashem for the entire duration of the Elul Zman. Starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul, we're going to move Ma'ariv from 10 o'clock to 10:15 in order to allow special Zman for Seder and Musar in the spirit of traditional yeshivas. And we'll have some Sfarim available for people in the Chovos HaLevavos and Shari Tshuva and Mesilas Yesharim, and we'll have handouts that are prepared in the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva that people can learn with Ma'ariv Mekomos in order to get into the milieu of Yemei Rachman Meslichos of the Tshuva season, that we should have a recognition of the yeshiva, of yeshiva zmanim, that the zmanim of the year revolve around the traditional zmanim of Torah, rather than having to revolve around the academic school year, even as we're mindful of the fact that there is an academic school year that is part of this yeshiva institution as well, the way that we're set up. Second comment on the pasuk of Re'eh Anochi that I wanted to share is the comment of the Sforno. The Sforno comments that we have no middle ground in this particular pasuk. Re'eh Anochi nosein lifnechem hayom, I am here, take a look at the choices you have in front of you today. You have the choice of Baracha uklala. You have blessing in front of you, and you have klala, and you have the opposite of blessing in front of you. So it says, as far, no, we don't find any gray over here. It's either white or black. It's either bracha, which is one extreme, or it's klala, which is another extreme. He says, we see that there's no such thing as the middle. You pick one, or you pick the other, but whichever one you pick, you're going to go all the way in that direction, or chas v'shalom, you can go all the way in the other direction. This reminds me of the famous statement of the Rav, Yeshiva Soloveitchik Zatzal, where the Rav spoke about the whole inyan of Bechiva Chavshis. We all have Bechiva Chavshis. We all have free will. It's one thing that we have. We have one thing that the Kodesh Baruch Hu asks us, which is to exercise our Bechiva Chavshis. We have the Bechiva, which way we want to go, whether we want to go for good or whether we want to go for not so good. This is Bechira Chavshis. Says the Rav, if you look in all the works and the treatises of the great philosophers, so they all talk about how there's a fatalistic path that is pursued when people choose various courses in life. It becomes almost inevitable that one choice will beget another action, and that action another action, and so forth. And the philosophers wrestle between the notion of fatalism on the one hand and free choice on the other. And the Rav says, you know what? There's a certain element of truth to this notion of fatalistic thought, but it is not a contradiction to Bechira Chavshis at all. And what is that? That is, that based on the initial major choices that a person makes, there is a much more likely course that will follow based on major decisions that a person makes in life. If a person chooses a course where they're going to be far away from Torah and Torah influences, then they're much more likely to stray in that path. That will certainly be a much more difficult obstacle to overcome. Still not completely fatalistic, still can be overcome, but it's much more difficult to overcome. A person puts themselves in a proper atmosphere, in a proper frame of mind, makes the major correct decisions to begin with, puts themselves in a yeshiva as opposed to a secular environment, puts themselves in a base medrash as opposed to a non-base medrash setting, then a person is making a bechira that will cause their path to be much more likely to be inclined towards complete bracha. And based on these tiny, what appear to be tiny choices that a person makes at the beginning, whether to show up in the base medrash or not to show up in the base medrash, there can be completely opposite paths that will follow over the course of that person's life. Everybody today showed up to be here in the base medrash. This may be one of the most important choices of this coming year for you, one of the most important choices of your life, that you have chosen to place yourselves in the base medrash. Do not fool yourself into believing, into thinking that this is only a temporary state of affairs. That as the Zman moves on and the challenges will confront you regarding your various obligations, if you're in the college, of your homework assignments or the papers that are due or anything else, do not fool yourself into thinking that that has to pull you in any way out of the base medrash. In my experience, when I was in yeshiva, I have to tell you, I came back from Eretz Yisrael. And I didn't know what to expect here at yeshiva. I knew a little bit what to expect. I spent a year here before I went to Eretz Yisrael. In those days, we used to do that. And I was worried about how the challenges of my full college schedule were going to impact upon the time of the base medrash. But I came here the first night and I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to try to do this for 2 hours. I came 8 o'clock and I was here until 10 o'clock. And then after Mar was over 10:15, I said to myself, you know what, why rush back? I'm having such a good time. Let me see if I can make it till 11 o'clock. I had the kavanah to stay for 2 hours and I didn't. Not only was I able to stay for 2 hours, but I discovered, much to my amazement, that I was able to stay every single night for 3 hours. And then after a certain amount of time passed, I think another half a year or so, I was approached to learn with a high school kid, a high school chavusa, and I was asked to start at 7:30 instead of 8 o'clock, and lo and behold, I discovered, what do you know, I'm able to learn in the base medrash for 3.5 hours. And over the time, based on the initial commitment that I had made to devote 2 hours in the base medrash every night, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misayeya me, Baruch Hashem, that I was able to not only keep that initial commitment, but build it to 3 hours, build it to 3.5 hours. This despite all of the demands and despite all of the various distractions that arose, and I was able to have a full and rich college education. I went on to a good law school. So the fact that you have made this commitment, the fact you have placed yourself in the base medrash, only places you in a position to be able to grow in Torah learning, to be able to spend certainly the amount of time you're spending tonight, and even more time you will discover over time. Do not kid yourself or fool yourself into the mistake, which is also based on a certain cynical premise that the demands of the semester, the demands of the college curriculum need to take you away from the base medrash. I assure you it's really not the case. And if anybody needs to challenge me on that over the course of this month, I welcome you to do so and I'll work with you. The third comment, which I'd like to share from you, from the parasha, is the comment of the Chovas HaLevavos, quoted by, I saw it in the Or Gedal Yo, quotes from the Chovas HaLevavos, that this whole notion of Bracha Klala doesn't necessarily refer to different things. Bachul Klala says the Sefer, Chovos HaLevavos, really refers or could refer to exactly the same action. So everybody, for example, has to eat every single day, they have to drink every single day, they have to take care of certain basic needs every single day. He says if you do all of this, L'shem Shemai, you do all of this in order to grow in your Ruchnius, in order to grow in your Torah, in order to grow in your Yiras Shemayim, in order to give you the fortitude and strength to learn Torah and to do mitzvos, and you're doing your mundane activities with this intention, with this kavanah in mind, then this, he says, is the bracha. Then it becomes a bracha. He says, if you take the exact same activities and you do not endow it with a sense of purpose, L'shem Shemayim, that you're not doing it Chas v'shalom, l'shem shemayim, or for the purpose of growing in Torah and Yiras Shemayim, chas v'shalom, then it could become the opposite of bracha. It all depends on what one's perspective is in approaching various activities. We all have this challenge here at Yeshiva. We're involved with a multitude of activities, and all of the activities and all of the dimensions of being part of the Yeshiva environment have the potential of elevating us, have the potential of enabling us to grow in Yiras Shemayim, in appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, enable us to be strengthened, to have the fortitude to grow in our learning of Torah, enable us to have the strength and the ability to be able to carve out paths for ourselves so that we'll be able to build lives and careers and families which revolve around the learning of Torah and the performance of mitzvahs. But it all depends upon having the right kavanos. It all depends upon having the right perspectives. We have to go into every pursuit that we engage in this environment with a perspective. We're doing this in order to ultimately grow in Torah. We're doing this in order to be able to better understand how to perform mitzvahs properly. We're doing this in order to grow in our Yiras Shemayim. And Yitzhak Hashem, all of us should succeed in having these proper kavanos. And as a result, we should be zoche that it should be a bracha, and all of the brachas that are described in the Torah for those who pursue the path of bracha should come true for each and every one of us. And I give you my blessings in that regard. And not only that, but I also give you the availability of the REITs office, of my own personal offices, to please be available to be of assistance to each and every one of you in terms of your own struggles, in terms of your own questions, in terms of your own expectations, to try my best. I hope I could be successful in assisting all of you to grow as much as possible, to be full B'nai Torah V'Yeshiva in the fullest sense of the Torah. Have a good night.